借主，今天我们请到Daniel 张啊，其实我不知道怎么讲，因为我们家里面有四个 Daniel。
Yeah. So thank God, we have Brother Daniel Chong. I'm giving the testimony today, and actually, I'm not sure how to say it because we have four Daniels in our family.
哦，我们两个在这里，等一下，你也看到第三个啊 ，Daniel。
There are two of us, and then you'll see the third one soon.
因为他你们比较不熟悉，我非常感谢主，今天他鼓起勇气啊，在这里来做见证。
Thank God that he has taken up courage to give testimony today.
现在我们先请他做见证。
So now we would like to ask Brother Daniel Chong to give testimony.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
我姓张，因为我是广东人，所以我的英文的姓是 Chong.
My last name is Chong, and that's the Cantonese spelling.
我从马来西亚移民到美国刚好一年了。
I have immigrated from Malaysia to the U.S. for about a year now.
我是原本属沙巴三大干教会。
I was originally from the church in Sandakan, Sabah.
首先我介绍我自己。
I'd like to first introduce my background.
我出生在一个拜祖先的家庭里面。
I was born in a family that worshiped ancestors.
我是老大，我还有两个妹妹。
I was the firstborn. I have two younger sisters.
我们的家庭是经营小生意的。
And my family takes on small business.
父母亲是开照相馆。
My parents have a studio.
在我还没有出生的时候，他们就已经在这一行做了，就是在这一行。
Before I was born, they were already doing the photography business.
So 一转眼间就已经差不多五十年了。
So it's been about 50 years.
我母亲有六位弟兄姐妹。
And my mother has six siblings.
除了我母亲
，other than my mother，
我还有三位舅舅，还有一位阿姨，他们也是做照相馆这门生意。
I have three uncles and one auntie, who are my mother's siblings, who also take on the photography business.
甚至我还有两位舅舅，他们是超过一间的照相馆。
And two of my uncles actually.Have more than one photography studios.
我做这样的这个介绍是因为接下来是跟我的见证是有关系的。
So I make this introduction because it is related to what I was about to bear testimony on.
大概你们都已经知道，因为刚才执事已经说了是关于安息圣日的。
And you may already have an idea because Deacon Pang earlier had mentioned it's related to Sabbath.
我是在2003年受洗归入真耶稣教会。
I was baptized in 2003 into the True Jesus Church.
我原本是在我的父母亲的店里面工作。
So I was originally working in my parents' studio.
三年过后，我经过母亲的鼓励，我自己开始了自己的照相馆。
About 3 years later, due to the encouragement from my mother, I opened up my own studio.
因为我刚开始的时候，自己的生意没有什么经验。
Because I was lacking in experience at the beginning.
所以就照着我父母亲和舅舅们的经营时间的模式。
So I just modeled after my parents and my uncle's studios in terms of the business hours.
所以一开始的时候就是一个星期共营业七天。
So at the beginning, I opened for business for 7 days in a week.
只有公共假期才开半天。
So only on holidays that we would be closed for half a day.
所以几乎一年365天都在工作。
So it's about 365 days in a year that we would be working.
虽然在那个时候我已经受洗了三年。
Even though I had already been baptized for 3 years by that point.
可是我的信仰还是好像婴孩一样，还在吃奶的阶段。
But my faith was really like that of an infant who still needs milk.
我很少读圣经。
I rarely read the Bible.
也没有长时间的祷告的习惯。
I did not have the habit of praying for a long time.
在那个时候，我们的教会当时星期六的安息日只有下午一堂聚会。
At that time, our church in that area only had one service on Saturday afternoon.
就是从两点的下午到三点。
Which is from 2 to 3 in the afternoon.
因为之前我有提到说，我的相馆是一个星期是营业七天的。
So as I mentioned, my studio was open 7 days a week.
那么安息日应该是要守一整天。
So for a Sabbath day, I should have observed for the whole day.
可是我只能够守一个小时的而已。
But I could only observe for 1 hour.
虽然我人是在教会。
Even though I was at church,
可是我的心是在别的地方。
But my heart was elsewhere.
在教会的时候，我常常会担心到店里面的事情。
While at church, I would worry about the matters in the studio.
比如说，我不在的时候，员工会不会偷懒？
For example, when I wasn't there, would the workers be lazy?
或者他们对待顾客的态度又是如何呢？
Or how would they treat the guests?
或者音像片的机器有没有出问题呢？
Or the machine, would they have any issues?
所以聚完会之后，我都是会第一个时间赶回去店里。
After the service was over, I would try to make it back to the studio as soon as possible.
我的店离开教会大概六分钟的路程。
And the studio was only about 6 minutes away from church.
在聚会的时候，很长都会接到员工打来的电话。
Usually during the service, I would get calls once in a while from workers, from the employees.
因为他们解决不了的问题，因此必须要我亲自回去解决。
Because they would have issues that they could not resolve, and they needed me to help resolve.
而且有好几次在聚会的到一半的时候，我都溜走了。
So there were at least several times during the service when I would actually leave the service.
Okay, 不晓得过了多久的时候，我太太就建议。
I'm not sure how long it has transpired when my wife actually recommended to me.
她说在星期六，不如我们就开到一点半。
How about
就做到一点半。
How about on Saturdays, we would just only open the studio until 1:30 p.m.
其实是我们夫妻做到一点半。
My wife and myself would work until 1:30 p.m.
然后其余的时间就交给员工看着和帮忙关门。
And then for the rest of the day, we would just let our employees to help manage.
因为起初的时候，我们的员工还没有什么经验。
At the beginning, our employees did not really have that much experience.
所以就不敢把那么重担的任务交给他们。
So we didn't really feel comfortable giving them such an important role.
这也就是我为什么聚完会之后要回去店里的其中一个原因。
This is one of the reasons why I always had to rush back to the studio.
所以我们就做了一个决定。
So we did make this one decision.
就在这个星期六，我们就做到一点半。
That this Saturday we would work until 1:30 p.m.
然后接下来的时间就去教会守安息日。
And for the rest of that day, we would go to church to observe the Sabbath.
那么经过这样的改革之后，
after we have made this change.
比起以前来说，好像有点进步了。
It seemed that there was improvement.
至少聚完会之后，我们不需要再赶回去店里工作。
At the very least, we didn't have to rush back to the shop right after service.
也有机会可以留下来和弟兄姐妹团契。
And we also had the opportunity to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
在肉体上和心灵上都有得到一点安息。
Both in the physical and also in the mental sense, we had rest.
可是人的方法总是不完美的。
But the method of man is never perfect.
很多时候，正当我们要准备去教会，
a lot of times when we're about to go to church,
店里就会突然间会来了很多顾客。
The shop would all of a sudden have a lot of guests.
直到我们不能够准时的去参加聚会。
So that we would not be able to be punctual in going to service.
因为赶时间的关系也常常会迟到。
And also because we were always in a rush, we tend to be tardy.
所以来到教会的时候都没有一份平静的心。
We didn't really have that quiet heart when we came to church.
又再经过了一段的时间。
And after a period of time,
教会开办了英文翻译班。
And the church started an English interpretation class.
时间是在每个星期六聚会后的三点半到五点。
The time was from 3:30 until 5 p.m. every Saturday.
我的太太再次的鼓励我参加，我的太太鼓励我参加翻译班。
So my wife encouraged me to attend the interpretation class.
因为她是被安排负责带领。
Because she is one of the person being put in charge.
后来他就建议说
So then she suggested
那么我们的店就干脆星期六开半天吧。
How about our shop would just open for half a day?
因此那段时间我也渐渐的习惯半天的安息日了。
So then I started to get used to having a half day Sabbath.
刚开始休息的时候
And at the beginning when we started this,
舅舅问我为什么既然在星期六这么忙碌的时间休息呢？
My uncle asked me, why would we close the shop during such a busy time?
因为星期六是比较多顾客来观光的时候。
Because Saturday is usually the time that a lot of customers would come in.
所以你看我已经打破了我们家族相关的传统营业时间和模式。
So you can see that I've already broken from the tradition of our family business model and hours.
因为我的父母亲和我舅舅阿姨们都没有试过星期六休息半天。
My parents, my uncles and aunt never had taken Saturdays off.
当时也不知道怎么样回应他们。
At that time, I really didn't know how to respond to them.
感谢主，虽然有一点点的挑战。但是我还是坚持了我的决定。
Thank God, even though there was a challenge, I still insisted on the decision.
后来又过了一段时间。
And after a period of time,
感谢主，教会开始了早上安息日的聚会。
And the church started to have services in the morning.
太太又有机会再帮我洗脑。
My wife once again had the opportunity to brainwash me.
她说不如干脆星期六休息一整天吧。
She said, "How about we just close for the whole day on Saturdays?"
我听了之后
，After I heard,
我觉得这个是一个很困难的决定。
I felt that it was a very difficult decision.
因为我从来都没有休息过一整天。
Because I have never taken a break for a whole day.
这次对我来说是一个信心的考验。
But that to me was a test of faith.
我们就祷告神，求神加添我们的信心。
So we ask God to increase our faith.
其实不是我们，是我的信心。
Actually, it was more like my faith.
希望没有阻挡。
We really hope that there would not be any obstacles.
然后就决心在星期六休息一天。
So then we make the decision to rest for the whole day on Saturdays.
起初一开始有点不习惯。
At the beginning, I was not that comfortable with it.
可是时间久了之后
But after some time had passed,
我会慢慢觉得很期待安息日的到来。
I actually started to really look forward to the coming of Sabbath day.
每次安息日的到来，我就会联想到我好像一位学生很期待假期的到来。
I would have this feeling that I'm like the student who really looks forward to the holidays.
几个月的时间又很快的过去了。
And several months passed just like that.
我和其他的弟兄姐妹们一样，在每个星期六都有守安息日。
I was like all the other brothers and sisters who would observe the Sabbath on Saturdays.
就在这个时候，神的大考验终于来了。
Then this big test from God came.
在马来西亚，除了华人庆祝华人新年
，In Malaysia, other than the Chinese who observe the Lunar New Year,
我们的马来同胞也。有庆祝马来人的新年。
Fellow Malays would also observe their version of New Year.
他们有这样的一个习惯，就是说在新年的期间，会喜欢和一家人去照相馆拍全家福。
They have this type of tradition where, as a family, during those several days of New Year, they would go and take photos together.
我们也有很多熟悉的顾客，几乎每一年都来我们的商店来拍全家福。
So we have some repeated customers who would come every year to have these family photos.
根据统计的计算
，According to statistics，
马来新年期间的收入是等于我们平均每个月的三分之一。
The income during that period of time, that short period of time, it's about one third of our overall income.
刚好有一年马来年的年初一，正好是在星期六。
And there's that one year when their New Year Day is actually on the Sabbath day.
我一直以为我的信心很有信心。
So I thought all along that I really had faith.
直到我遇到这件事情。
Until I encountered this.
我真的是很难做决定。
I found it very difficult to make a decision.
心里实在很挣扎。
I really felt a struggle in my heart.
要开门做生意呢，还是选择守安息日好？
Do I open the business door, or do I actually observe the Sabbath?
在那个时候，我第一个忧虑就是我家里的人会怎么样看待我。
The first thing I worry about is actually how my family members would perceive me.
他们会不会觉得我很愚蠢？
Would they feel that I'm very foolish?
失去了一个那么美好赚钱的机会。
To lose out on such a great opportunity to make money.
我第二个忧虑就是，如果我不开门做生意，我会赚少多少钱。
My second worry is if I don't open on that day, how much income would I lose?
这件事情对我来说就好像叫Macy 或是 JCPenney 在黑色星期五不开门做生意一样。
To me, this is just like how we would ask Macy's or JCPenney to close on a Black Friday.
另一方面，我在想。
On another hand, I was thinking.
如果我跟神妥协，那一天不守安息日。
If I make a compromise with God not to observe Sabbath that day.
那么我以前所努力的不是白费功夫了吗？
Then when I actually had made effort in the past in vain.
最后，我和我太太。唯有跪下来向神祷告。
So at the end, I knelt down with my wife to pray to God.
祈求他给我们开一条路。
To ask God to open a way for us.
赏赐我们智慧和信心。
To give us wisdom and faith.
来做一个让他喜悦的选择。
To make a decision that is pleasing to him.
祷告后，我们就把一切交托给神。
So after we pray, we just entrusted everything to God.
决定在那一天不开门做生意而守安息日。
We made the decision to close on that day and observe the Sabbath.
那么马来年过后，我做了一个统计。
And after that New Year period was over, I made a review.
我拿这一年的收入和上一年的来做个比较。
So I compare the income we have received this year versus last year.
发觉没有什么大的区别。
I found that there was not really a difference.
感谢主，我知道神的确为我们开了路。
Thank God, I know that He has opened a way.
而神给我的考验，我也勉强及格了。
And the test from God, I felt that I barely passed.
有位传道这样的说。
There is a preacher who said this.
如果我们有两个选择。
If we have two options.
一个是一个星期做六天。
One is to work for 6 days in a week.
另外一个是一个星期做七天。
The other is to work 7 days in a week.
到最后的收入都是一样的。
If the income at the end is the same,
那么为什么我们不选择做六天呢？
Then why would we not choose to work 6 days?
信心是我们个人与神的体验。
Faith is really about our experience with God personally.
其实神是知道我们的软弱。
Actually, God knows our weakness.
他也没有要求我们一步登天。
And He does not require us that we are able to reach heaven in one step.
反而让我们的信心一步一步的增长。
But to allow for our faith to continue to grow.
从一个小时的安息。
From 1 hour's worth of Sabbath observance.
到半天的安息。
To half a day,
一直到一整天的安息,
all the way to a full day of rest.
都是神一步一步的带领.
This is how God guided us.
教导我如何才 是真正的纪念安息圣日。
To teach me what it means to truly observe the Sabbath.
而得到他的喜悦。
And to be pleasing to him.
自己也能身心得到安息。
And for me personally, I feel that I can have rest physically and mentally.
最后我想跟大家分享一个境界。
Lastly, I would like to share a verse with everybody.
以赛亚书的第五十八章十三节到十四节。
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 13 and 14.
以赛亚书的五十八章十三到十四节。
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 and 14.
我会用英文来念。If you turn away your foot from Sabbath, from doing your pleasures on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy days of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, and doing your own way, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. 14. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken.
十三节，你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐的，称神的圣日为可尊重的，而且尊敬这一日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话。十四节，你就以神为乐，神要使你称价地的高处，又以你主雅各各的养产业养育你，这是神亲口说的。
这就是我的见证。
This is my testimony.
愿一切颂赞荣耀归于天上的真神。Amen.
May all the glory be unto our God in heaven. Amen.
非常感谢主，我们听了这个安息日的见证。
Really thank the Lord for having heard this testimony about the Sabbath day.
Yeah. 每一个信徒啊，他的信主的怎么讲的过程啊，都不同。
Every member is different in his or her journey of faith.
因为有一些是生长在本来就是信徒的家里。
Because some were born into a believing family.
但是有一些呢，不是，是成人或者遇到被人向他传道，他才能够接触到耶稣基督教。
But some did not come to believe until other preached to them or until their adulthood.
所以他虽然没有今天没有在这里讲，是他的信仰的过程。
So even though he did not share about his journey of faith.
但是我们都知道每一个人信仰过程都有不同。
But we all know that all of our experiences are different.
当然了，这个信仰的过程只有他跟他的太太比较清楚。
And this whole process is something that is only really familiar to them and to him and his wife.
是神怎么样安排的。
How God arrangedFor them.
是神怎么样拣选他们的
？How God had chosen them.
但是在信仰的过程中，每一个人呐、都好像有经过怎么样去攻破许多的阻挡，一定是会遇到有一些阻挡。
But in all of our journey of faith, we will at some point encounter some kind of difficulties, and we have to learn to overcome them.
信仰过程我们是避免不了的。
And this journey is really something we cannot avoid.
虽然张弟兄他已经相信神了。
Even though Brother Chong had already believed in God.
但是他还会遇到这个安息日这一个坎
but,
这个门槛。
But he still encountered this obstacle of Sabbath day.
所以刚才我第一首诗就是唱安息圣日的诗。
So in the first hymn, we sang a hymn about the blessed Sabbath day.
因为这一首诗有很明显的、很清楚的告诉我们。
Because in this hymn, it clearly says to us,
我们在安息日要放下世上所有的工作来纪念这个安息日。
That on the holy Sabbath day, we need to put aside all the work in the world to remember the Sabbath day.
这是神的命令，要我们遵守的。
This is the command of God. It is for us to observe.
啊，也带着祝福，就说你守这个安息日，你就得福。
It also comes with blessing. That is, if we observe the Sabbath day, we shall have blessing.
所以我们常常说，安息日就是神赐福、赐福的日子。
That's why we say that the Holy Sabbath day is a day of blessing.
啊，我们要应当遵守。
We need to observe it.
所以要放下一切的俗事。
That's why we need to put aside all the worldly matters.
啊，这样子我们才能够到教会来一起同心合意的祷告。
This way we can come to church and pray together in one accord.
一同来领受神的粮食。
To receive the food from God.
什么是神的粮食呢？
What is the food from God?
啊，就是神的话语。
It is God's word.
就是圣经上的真理。
It is the
基督的真理啊。
It is the truth recorded in the Bible.
啊，这个真理就是我们灵性上的粮食啊。
This truth is the food to our spirit.
这个真理才能够使我们能够长大成人啊。
This truth is what allows us to be truly able to grow and mature.
因为属灵方面就是要我们的灵命方面就是要有属灵的粮食嘛。
Our spiritual life needs to have spiritual food.
啊，我们这样做才能够使我们的灵命永远长存。
If we do so, then we can sustain our spiritual life forever. 啊，
还有关他的信仰过程，我在因为有时间，我也提一点点，因为我虽然不是非常了解，但是我大致上也知道一些。
Even though we have some time, so even though I may not know his entire journey of faith, but there are some that I know at a high level.
嗯，因为刚才说了，如果这个小孩子出世在已经信主的家里，就是我们同龄的家里，那就很简单，就是由父母亲或者监护人让他到教会洗礼，成为信徒。
As mentioned earlier, if a child is born into a believing family, then it's more straightforward that the parents or the guardians would actually take the child to be baptized.
啊，我们的责任就是要抚养他成人，就是要带领他，要去教育他明白神的道。
Then our role is to actually guide them and to grow up in the truth.
让他的信心啊，要培养起他的信心啊。
And to cultivate their faith.
但是如果你是成人的话，就常常会碰到很复杂的过程。
But if you're only believing as an adult, then you will have a more complicated process.
当然是有一些事情我们不是说它很复杂，但是也很困难去通过的。
Some things may not be very complicated, but it is difficult to overcome.
刚才她是我第二的女婿哦，她的父母亲当然我们都是我们的亲家嘛，所以常常以前都是常常来往啊。
Brother Chong is my son-in-law, second son-in-law, and his parents are my in-laws, so we would actually talk to each other.
哦，你到过他的家。
We've been to each other's house.
也看到他家里面有摆到那个什么当地的人叫做神台啊，就是好像那个有点菩萨的样子，就是他们是拜祖宗啊那种神位啊。
So I've been to their parents' house.And we could see that they have this altar that is set up for the ancestor worship.
所以他的爸爸是一个很相信的，可能是要有一种滋润，要在过年过节啊，都要去烧香啊，去拜拜啊。
So his father may be one who feels the responsibility that on all the special occasions or events that they have to offer to their ancestors.
那 张弟兄呢，刚才他已经讲了，他是独子啊，也是独生子啊。
Brother Chong mentioned that he is the only son.
那对他父母来讲，这一个责任啊，就做拜拜的这个责任，就看顾这个菩萨的责任啊，是很自然就要落到他身上的。
So it's very natural for the parents to expect that this responsibility of making offering to the ancestors would pass on to this son.
所以当时我一看到啊，我的心里面在想，我这个是非常非常不好办的一件事情啊。
At the time when I saw the altar, I was thinking to myself, this is actually going to be a very difficult.
但是感谢主的带领，感谢他们能够从神得到的信心，一步一步的克服这些困难。
But thank God, through the prayers and their receiving wisdom from God, that they were able to overcome one thing after another.
Yeah, 当然这他们认识也经过一段时间，真的是很辛苦，而且是常常在祷告来感动。结果他的尤其是他妈妈允许他到我们教会来，
and so
就归入我们教会。
So this
祷告感动了。
Oh, so this took on for a long time, and eventually God moved Brother Chong's mother to come to our church.
这个是我所知道的了。
And this is what I know.
后来他允许他们结婚了。
And so later on, she would allow them to get married.
刚才他也提到了，自己来做一点生意。
So he mentioned that he had opened a business.
也经过这个守安息日这个过程。
And that he had gone through this process of observing the Sabbath.
今天又平安的来到美国。
And,
移民到美国。
And now he has immigrated to the United States.
这一切都是神的爱。
And all of this is really out of the love of God.
神的恩典。
It is God's grace.
一步一步就给他们看就是 testing, 就是说来看他们的信心，经过他们的信心，经过他们的诚心的祷告，求神帮助，一步一步走过来了。
And that through their reliance on God and their prayers to God, that one step after another, they continue to walk through this journey of faith.
所以祷告尤其是靠着圣灵的帮助，祷告神，你只要坚持的一直的祷告，神还是非常有爱心。来去帮助我们的。
So as long as we persist in our prayers, God is very loving in providing help to us.
请看一节圣经
Let's refer to a verse.
约翰福音书三章第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音书第三章十六节到十七节。
John chapter 3 verse 16 to 17.
三章十六节
Chapter 3 verse 16
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。十七节
17
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。所以我
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
所以我们知道主耶稣来到世上就是为了拯救人类的生命。
So we know that the Lord Jesus came into the world to save the lives of many.
他后来就牺牲了为我们的罪牺牲了，来赎我们人类的罪。
And for our sins, he had sacrificed himself.
他后来虽然是被害死了，但是他 三天以后复活。
Even though he was killed, he resurrected 3 days later.
后来升天，升上天上，又为我们准备了住的地方。
He then went into heaven later on and to prepare a place for us in the future.
而且他还应许我们，他会再来。
He also promises that he would come again.
他再来呢，就不是要拯救世上的人。
When he comes again, it is not that he would save people then.
他是怎么样的？去迎接我们这些相信他的，就有信心的信徒。
But rather, he is coming again to receive those who have the faith.
就是拯救世，拯救信徒啦，而不是拯救那些还没有不信的人。
So he will come to save those who are believers.
把我们接到天上去。
To receive us into the heavenly kingdom.
不信的人呢，他虽然也是会复活，但是会受到审判。
Those who are unbelieving, they will actually have eternal judgment.
就是永远的罪的审判。
To have this condemnation from the eternal judgment.
我们现在再来看一节，最后看一节圣经，看两节圣经。
Now let's read two verses.
Yeah. 以弗所书第三章。以弗所书第三章二十节到二十一节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21.
以弗所书第三章二十节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20.
神能照照他运行在我们心里的。大力充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
二十一节。
21.
但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里面得着荣耀。
To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah. 永永远远。Amen. 这是他的教会。这是神的教会。
This is the church of God.
所以他要我们得着荣耀。
He wants us to receive glory.
永永远远。
Forever and ever.
今天我们在结束之前我们在还有时间我们再唱。再唱，唱一首诗。
So before we conclude, let us sing one more hymn.
136首。
136.
136首。
Hymn 136. God's wondrous grace to me he had made known, nor by unworthy Christ in love redeem me for his own. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to him against that day. I know not how this saving faith to me he did impart, nor how believing in his word brought peace within my heart. But I know.
creating faith in Him. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I committed unto Him against that day. I know not when my Lord may come at night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the veil with Him or meet Him in the air. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is to keep that which I committed unto Him against that day.